USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
As the U.S.-Mexico border has been in crisis mode since President Biden took office, roughly 2.5 million illegal immigrants are now in country, with more on the way. Some efforts by the White House to curb illegal immigration have failed. Vice President Kamala Harris's leadership has resulted in very little to curb the rush for the border. Ultimate responsibility for the border falls on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, where Republican leaders are now talking about impeachment proceedings. An execution in Texas has been put on hold. Kenneth Burns reports.
The Criminal Appeals Court in Texas has stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio. The decision comes amid growing doubts over whether she fatally beat her 2-year-old daughter Mariah to death in 2007. The stay is so a lower court could review her claims that new evidence would exonerate her. Lucio was set to die by lethal injection Wednesday. Prosecutors say the girl was a victim of abuse, but Lucio's lawyers say Mariah died from injuries sustained in a fall down a deep staircase.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Three private citizens returned from the International Space Station Monday, wrapping up a trip that marked NASA's debut as a bed and breakfast host. Flying back in a SpaceX capsule, they splashed down in the Atlantic off the Florida coast after 17 days at the ISS. 16 attorney generals are pushing for a reversal on the Biden administration's decision to shut down construction on the Keystone XL pipeline. Montana Attorney General Austin Newsom on Newsmax is leading a multi-state lawsuit against the Biden administration.
We haven't had a response, I mean, other than the talking points that we've heard from Jen Psaki and from the administration. We'd like to see the president reverse course on Keystone. That would fix this problem. Keystone would be a long ways down the road towards completion. It would have offered some stability to the markets. It would have shown the futures market 800,000 barrels of Canadian and American oil coming to market every single day. That would have calmed this down. It would have cut the prices down. Instead, we're seeing 50% increases in gasoline prices. We're seeing 150% increase in natural gas prices. And that's when people don't often tie together with oil production, but that's where natural gas comes from. It's a byproduct of petroleum and of oil production. And that's why we're seeing such a huge increase in the price of propane and the price of natural gas.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.